Welcome, Nesters, to your very first podcast of Anxiety. I'm Ava, your host, also known as Birdie Williamson. Today, I brought on my very first guest, Alrad.
What's up?
He's actually my husband, so you guys are getting a treat today because his schedule, like, honestly, it's a good day, a good year if I see a glimpse of him in the wind.
I'm a very busy, successful man. We know this.
We're just kidding, guys. We're literally, like, sitting on our bed. Like, we have two mics out. This is just such a full circle moment because we've been talking about doing a podcast for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And we've had this title, I think, like, on the back burner literally the full time.
Yep.
I love, love, love saying, oh, I'm going to spill the tea. Like, tell people, like, the drama or whatever. And I think anxiety is my whole personality. Yeah. We were just saying, like,
it's your second language.
It's my second language. It's like Inside Out 2 had to pay me 50 grand to use that, like, in there. Like, tell him, like, it's, I'm not lying.
No, she's actually the actor in, yeah, Inside Out 2.
I'm not, but the hair, like, I promise you guys, that hair was like, they saw me in the street and they were like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
Who's that homeless looking weirdo with high anxiety?
Wow! He just really,
I don't know.
No holding back today. Anyways, welcome to the pod. This is actually so exciting. We have two cute little microphones. We're in our pajamas. And, like, this is so low-key. Like,
we were going to make hot chocolate.
We were. I, like,
I heated up the milk. I got the mugs. But we were out of hot chocolate powder, so
I am, like, a hot chocolate freak. Like, I have, like, literally, like, 4 cups. Like, when I lived at home, my mom would be like, hey, where is this hot chocolate powder going? And I think I blamed it on everyone. But, like, now that I live alone, like, I'm here by myself most of the day, and it's gone, I'm like, am I addicted?
She literally was like, I swear, I didn't take it. I don't know where it went.
It's me.
Anyway, so now we're just drinking more milk.
Yeah. So, cheers, guys. Love that for us. We love tea. I've slowly, like, started to get Alrad on, like, a kick of tea. I love David's tea. Like, oh my gosh, y'all. Like, I have probably 40 little bags right now. Yeah. Like, love them. I love chai. Like, chai is heaven. I think an iced chai is the drink I hope to see behind, like, the Golden Gates.
It better be, yeah, full dispensaries iced chai in heaven.
Like, you walk up to the gates and you're like, yo, like, is there a, like, Keurig behind that? Like, you gotta ask the angels.
Yeah.
Anywho, so we are just gonna dive right in and get, like, it rolling. We also are very aware that we only have 4 friends listening to this and possibly my grandma, shout out. Because people are gonna be like, oh my gosh, they started a podcast. How cheesy, how weird. They literally are low lives that just like to paint their walls and call themselves cute, aesthetic people. We are very aware.
Yeah.
Like, we know. But we also have one life. So, like, when we're dead, people are going to hear this and be like, yo.
Yeah. At least they were delusional. At least they thought they were demure, cutesy.
Oh, there you go. All of the things. I like that. There you go. See, guys, this is why he's on the pod.
Delusion is healthy.
Okay. Anyway, so we're going to just answer a few questions that we think y'all would have. Like, we're acting as though we're, like, Vogue models. Well, I am. I don't know about you.
Okay. Yeah, we've covered this. You are.
I am.
You are she.
I am she. Thank you. Babe, that is, yeah. He is the hype. He's everything this pod needed. I'm pretty sure. Did I just hear the milk boiling over, though?
No, because we're drinking it, Ava.
Oh. Oh. I just thought, okay. Anyways. So
I don't know if we've clarified this.
Okay. Yet,
but the name, obviously, is Anxiety. But it's anxiety on the end.
Yeah, guys, get it.
Explanation for dummies. That is what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're confused right now.
Right.
That's how that
We're calling out our friends on this because we just know we're going to get texts later and it's just not happening. Like, I put thought into this. Alrad literally took the cover photo, like, on my iPhone. I do have a good iPhone, but, like, on my iPhone on this, like, little, like, app, and I just called it a day. I put it into Canva, wrote out a little title. It is the Bird's Nest Club because y'all are talking to Birdie, and that is me. Where that came from, basically, is my grandma called me Baby Birdie growing up, and my name, Ava, does mean like a bird. So, Anyways, I was gonna call it the bird's nest, but guys, I might be fighting somebody for this. Somebody already named their pod the bird's nest.
How dirty is that?
I know.
How like, dirty is
I
that?
I kind of feel like suing, but it's not my place, you know? Anyways, so anxiety has always been the name I've wanted, and it just, we've talked about that, but the bird's nest is like the club. You guys are the nesters. This is the bird's nest. This is the safe zone. You're going to just yap and get along. It won't be with Elrod most of the time. He's only on the first pod because I feel like that's kind of like, he makes up 50% of my personality, so I've got to give him the first episode.
I deserve a little doubting on. Just a little.
Just, like, a little bit, you know? Because if I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, Elrod did this, Elrod did that in my later episodes, I feel like you guys should have a voice to that name.
You got
to
know who the king, the short king is.
You're not a short king. You're 5'11". Can we agree that it's not a short king? Because I'm 5'4". I wanted to lie to y'all, but I also know it's only my friend listening, so it's like I can't lie. Like, I am not Hailey Bieber as much as I want to be. She's a goddess. But anyways, moving along, this is the pod. This is the place. We are going to talk about really funny things. I have a lot of stories.
Yeah, you do.
When I say I've lived a really interesting life and I'm only 19, I mean, I don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? It's a glitch. It's a glitch, for real. We got married 6 months ago, so we need, like, glasses to, like, cheers or something. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. We are married young. We don't care. This is just all for funsy, but it's also, like, you live once. Like, nobody that's famous got famous just because, like, you know, unless their parents were, like, really famous. You know what I'm saying? But, like, everybody had to get somewhere. That is not our goal. We are ghetto, okay? We are ghetto.
Yeah.
That should just be on a t-shirt that we should be wearing right now. We are ghetto. Mm-hmm.
And Elrod.
Featuring Elrod in, like, small font in the bottom corner. But we just love to yap, and we just felt like this would be such a fun idea. And we do not care if people are like, they are so stupid. Like, they made this pod. Like, they're weirdos. They're immature.
Yeah.
Take your little attitude and go, like, sip your iced coffee. We don't actually mind this one bit.
Yeah.
It's us, the Lord, our cats, Hiccup and Bourbon, and our dead fish in the fishing bowl upstairs.
Yeah. Side note, there is a fishbowl upstairs.
There's literally.
With a dead fish that's been in there for 3 months, and it is perfectly preserved.
It is not
preserved.
3 months, y'all, but, like...
No, it's we are cleanly. Preserved.
We are cleanly people, but, like, I don't know why. This fish died, and we rarely go in our upstairs. Like, we're in a really cute, like, cottagey home, and I haven't furnished it upstairs yet, so I forgot. Let's just say that. Anyways...
He is still with us in spirit.
In spirit.
But he's gone in motion. You know,
that's actually funny. He's holding on. Yeah, he's holding on. He was loved. He was part of the Williamson tribe for just a glimpse of a month.
We may have forgotten his name. What was his name?
Felix.
I think that's definitely Cap. But Felix.
No, it's not. I think my grandma named him. Anyways, a couple things about us that we are just going to get. Right off the bat is, we're married young. Also, we were both homeschooled. I was homeschooled until I went to private school and was homeschooled. And then in my graduating year, I was in kind of like a public school. So I've been in a little bit of it all.
And for myself, I was also homeschooled from the age that I can actually remember up until I was like 15 and a half. And I was like, screw it. I'm just going to go to work. So that's
which
kind
is
of
like so fair. Make that dough.
I was like a young little kid. Mm-hmm. I needed McDonald's. I couldn't
that's
afford
terrifying.
Anything. So I was like, I'm gonna go to work.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
A couple other things. We are both from big families, and your mind just probably went, oh, like two brothers, two sisters. We are like cheaper by the dozen vibes over here. Like we both came from a family of 12. So
yep.
I am the oldest girl. I have twin sisters, which they are 7 months younger than me. And people are like, oh, your poor mother. I'm like, no, that does not work. I'm adopted. My sisters are not. They are fraternal twins, which would be so sick if they were identical. But I'm like, thank God, because that would have been so difficult for people, you know?
Just as it is for the first year of knowing you guys, I got your two sisters confused with their names If they were identical, shoot me.
Yeah,
I
shoot me.
couldn't
I know.
deal with
I know.
that.
They are very different though. So it's like if you do know
Polar
them,
opposite.
polar
Well, on a
opposites.
lot of
Well, yeah.
areas.
Anyway, so I only have two sisters. They are the same age as me, which was actually such like as I got older, it was so vibey. I think when you're younger, all you want to do is like burn each other's hair off with like a curling iron, but like as I got older, it was like that was the vibes. But I have nine brothers.
Yeah. And then you've got the two sisters, so that makes you 12. For me, I'm the seventh down in the line, or sixth. I think it's
I feel like it's
six or
six.
seven. I'm not going to do the math right now, but I've got, seven boys and five girls in my family.
Which love that for you.
It was a packed house for a very long.
I love being from a big family, but people constantly like, I don't know, like the vibes are weird because everybody thinks you're like in a cult.
Literally, they're like, "Are you a Mennonite? What is going on with you? Why do you have so many kids? Do you all wear black?" I'm like, "No, we do have a giant van. We do have to drive around together and look like that family that buys everything in bulk." But it's because we do buy everything in
We
bulk.
literally
We
do,
do
and we
all
live
drive
better.
together. We do drive a Hutterite mobile. No offense to any Hutterites,
No, it's
because
actually sick.
it's the life.
It's, and you know what? Like, my mom, like, she is very organized, and we were never that, like, chaotic family. Like, listen, when board games come out, we are competitive. That's just the Deacon spirit.
Yeah, I learned not to come
But
over on those days.
they're awesome. It did give me like a little bit of like a fear to
A
play
little
games
PTSD,
because
if you will.
to play board games because my siblings get very competitive, but that's just like a Barton and Deacon thing. Those that Barton is my mom's last name. Deacon was my last name before I got married. But I will say she ran a very tight ship, but it was great. Like people didn't see us and they were like, oh my gosh, they're insane. They were like, wow, they're pretty put together for like 12 kids, you know?
Yeah.
But that being said, it was Marcus, my brother, and then it was me. I was adopted, and then my mom had the twins, and then she had my brother, like another brother. And then we actually adopted two brothers that are older than all of us. So it was kind of like an interesting dynamic growing up because people were like, wow, like wait, how does this all work? And it was just, it's really cool to explain it all. But then we adopted, well, my parents, I guess, adopted more, and we did some foster care. And then my mom had her tubes tied and had them untied and had three more kids.
Just so crazy.
I
Good for
know.
her, but
Good for
wow,
her.
that's a lot of work.
She makes the cutest kids, like with their eyelashes. Like
Oh
my
my
littlest
goodness.
brothers, I swear, you guys. Anyways.
Women would pay for those.
Yeah, like it's actually nuts. So we both came from big families. We both were homeschooled. We got married young, but I don't know. Like, I think it was all situational. Like, I think get married young if you want to get married young and you know. But I also am a true believer in waiting, you know, like really knowing and seeing your person throughout the seasons. But I've known Elrad since I was 13 years old. I'm 19 now. And we just clicked,
Yeah.
like, to be totally honest.
Yeah. I mean, we had so much, like, we hated each other in the beginning, but only,
You
like,
loved
when
me.
we
No,
look
I'm
at
just
each
kidding.
other, it's just like, I hate you. But then we'd go play a board game together, hang out, and, like, we always just wanted to be on the same team. And it was a
And
very
like
much,
we
I
were
love you, I hate
so, I
you.
know, we were so similar. Like everybody would be like, you like, and this person are like so similar, like you and Elrad. And I was like, I have no idea who that is. And then I met him and it made a lot of sense. I'm like, okay, this is weird. So I don't know. Like when you know, and like a lot of people have seen other like situations around us where people are getting married young and been like super negative about it. But nobody was negative about us because from the moment we met, I feel like we were just like, yeah, that's my person, you know?
Yeah.
We're very much like nostalgic people. We
Oh,
love
yeah.
style. My home, I feel like I'm vintage and modern mixed, but I have a palette, y'all. Like it's beige, it's green, it's cream, like white, like I am, and browns. Like I don't think you'll ever see me wearing like bright colors. And Elrod was the exact same way.
If it's on, if you can see it on a rainbow, it is not in our house.
Well, green, but like it's like the it's like
oh, not
we're
like,
just very moody, you know.
By green, it's like no mixed with brown, super muted.
Yeah,
dark
like we're green. Just a muted palette over here. Even though like we are very like spunky people, like we're extra. Like if you say like dress up, we dress up.
Yeah.
But it's like I just love a very like earthy tones palette. Maybe it's like the bookworm in me because I feel like I read very vintage and old things growing up, and it just. That's just what I feel when I'm in our house. But anyways, a couple other things that just to address, Elrod does work.
I do work.
You know, so
I
like
am a hardworking man.
He really is. He really is. And then I'm in school for psychology. I would love to leave and just be a full-time book author. I also am loving my school. I just feel as though I am not as crazy about it as I am like literature and like writing my own stuff. Like who can say at 19 that they are like a children's author?
It's pretty cool.
I'm tooting my own horn over here.
Yeah, you are. But
am
it's
I being
okay.
Yeah, okay.
You a he little keeps me grounded. A little bit of
right.
acknowledgement is okay.
Okay.
But that's all
Thanks.
For tonight. Okay?
That's all okay. I was gonna just talk about it for a little bit.
I was just making sure.
Yeah, I'll just close it down. Okay. I don't know. We're just very, like, free-spirited. We love the Lord. We love to cook. We love to travel. That's a huge one. We also... We do.
Side note, Elrod has only been in Alberta almost his entire life with very small ventures to, like, Victoria and Vancouver to touch the ocean water.
Sprinkle,
I dipped my toes
dip your toe in
and
there.
Came right back
right,
home.
Right, right. I, however, have been almost everywhere in the States. My mom and my dad are, like, very good with traveling. I moved out, and they have traveled, like, since then. I moved out, like, a year and a half ago. They have traveled to, like, 5 places. Like, they are kind of kicking it. Like, they're doing awesome. But...
Out of all the places you've been, like, the farthest was probably
Bermuda.
What was your favorite
My mom
place?
Was from there. I would say I really loved Bermuda. I would also say, like... Prince Edward Island was just so, like, as a
your
girl,
vibe.
You just feel like you're inside a book. And, like, that's just me. It was, like, an Anne of Green Gables themed thing. And, like, holy moly, I just ate up and soaked up every single second of it. I had some tears because it was hard. It was my first trip since, like, being married. And, like, I was a week away from you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
It was a long week. It was our first time.
When you're newly married, that stuff is hard. But it was so beautiful. My hair was curly. I have, like, naturally brown hair. And, like, right now, like, it's decently short. I used to have long, long hair.
Mm.
I got there, stepped off the plane, and, like, the curls just sprung from my head. I was like, what? It was gorgeous, though. But the humidity was a lot. But I loved it. I'll say Bermuda and that one. Victoria was also beautiful because my grandma used to own, like, a houseboat and, like, just... sleeping on a houseboat
That's
was something
so cool.
Like right, like just so cool. But anyways, those are a few of my favorites. I love to travel. Elrod loves to travel. I've done more of it, but like that's just so exciting for him because now that we're married we get to do it all together.
Yeah,
and I do love that for you.
It's just as exciting for me as it is for you,
right?
Because now you can do it with me.
Yes,
you're almost best friend.
I mean, you're on the list for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you're
Pookie
one,
number 9.
Like, number...
We say.
Well, no, just kidding. But a hard thing for us traveling, when I was younger specifically, is I am allergic to the ocean. So that is not something a lot of people come across. It's way better nowadays. When I was younger, we did not know what it was. So I went to many naturopaths, like, many. And I had my blood taken, and, like, the eczema I'd get, like, was just... so awful. The photos I have, like, I look like I was mummified. It was so scary.
You could just go to her skin, pluck it off, dip it in sour cream and salsa and eat it. Like, it was
a chip.
Scary.
Oh my word. Okay, that was wild. But it was not the best. And then I went to California right after going to Tennessee, which is very humid, and my skin, like, dried out so bad. And my mom, like, it was just so sad. She was like, should I fly her home, like, with me? And I just felt, like, rotten about that. But it is better now. But I have also not gone, like, fully in the water, like, since I was 12, maybe? I don't know. I did go to, like, PEI and I like kayaked on the ocean and put my hand in, and so far so good.
She didn't shrivel up.
I did not shrivel up, y'all. So that's a good update. But yeah, that's kind of like, I don't know, the weirdest thing about me, I'd say, is like I'm allergic to the ocean. Do you think that's the weirdest
It's
thing?
pretty weird. I mean, you have,
Yeah.
like, your one toe is pretty long.
It's
But
not. My like
just kidding,
second
guys.
toe, what do you call that?
I don't know, the one right beside your big toe. It'd be like the
It's
index
longer, but I
toe.
think it just makes it look so much cuter. Anyway, we don't need to talk about my feet. I feel
I
like I should
know.
be
I
like
just
telling
brought
y'all
that
to
up.
pay. Should they
Oh
pay?
my gosh.
But
Get on the subscription to
yeah,
hear about Ava's
to my
feet.
foot finder. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so that's just a little like scoop about us. We are just really, I don't know. I'm very artistic. Like I love to draw, paint. I can craft just about anything because I had a really like, I don't know, when you have a childhood where you don't have devices, your hands and just like the world is your like canvas. I don't know.
Literally.
It was epic and I made some pretty cool things in my childhood. I was gonna say my teen years, but guess what, y'all, still in them.
Can't relate.
Can't you're an old fart over there.
Yeah.
But I love to craft. I love to read, but I would say I'm more of a writer now because whenever I'm reading something and I find the smallest thing, I'm like, eh, it's kind of bland. I stop. It's pretty bad. But when I was younger, I used to read a lot, mostly like Holocaust, war vibes were my thing. I really liked a true story. I ate those up, you know?
Yeah.
Did you really like to read?
You know what? I really didn't like to read. I'm not gonna lie.
That's
I
fair.
you couldn't pay me to really read for most of my life. I went through a phase where I did read Hardy Boys because every
Ooh, and
boy's
those are
gotta read some
good.
Hardy Boys, but that was a very short phase, and yeah,
Like two
I
pages.
couldn't, well, I don't know if you know, but I could
Yeah.
not keep that up for very long. I'm
Yeah.
slowly trying to get more into it, especially now that Ava's got her like author books going. I've
Yeah.
read hers like 3 times over.
Well, I mean, it's a children's book though, so
I
like
know.
you get like one golden star for that.
That's all
That's
I
you're
need.
just
At
gonna
least I
take
got
it.
one
Okay.
star.
That's fair. Beggars can't be choosers. No, I'm just kidding. That's fair. I mean, I don't really read much at all right now. It's more like self-improvement books, and that's
You
embarrassing.
need that.
Oh, wow. Okay, canceled. No, I'm just kidding.
My
But I do
goodness.
love to write, but I'm very wordy when I write. Like when I wrote my children's book, it was in the hundreds of words, obviously. But when I say it was over 300 words easily, and I just, when people are reading my book, I just pray for them. They're just not like, okay, girl, what were you like thinking? I just see their eyes and brains circling because I did put a lot of words in there.
Do you mean 3,000 or 300? Because there's like 300 words on one page.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Just clarifying, you know, I gotta find any mistake that I can, guys.
That's true. You gotta like hold my feet to the
I'm the
fire.
fact checker in this
Okay.
operation.
That's okay. That's why I keep you around. Okay. But I don't know, like I just loved expressing myself. It's also like I just describe what I see. So like if I say like the red scarf, like in my book there's like a red scarf, I'm not like the red scarf. I have to like explain what it looks like, its texture, where it was found, who found it. Like I have to just be
Yeah.
very detailed
It's the
because,
details.
you know, it's the little
It
things.
open the more detail you have, the more imagination is being sparked in the reader's mind.
Yes, that's fair. Yeah. So, anyways, guys, this has been real.
Could be the
Realer.
best podcast I think I've ever
And
done.
this is probably going to be the most boring episode because we haven't gotten into anything
No.
quite yet.
This is the tip of the
This is the tip
iceberg.
of the iceberg. I am Ava. This is my husband, Elrad.
Yo,
We
yo.
have not talked about how we got here, like how we're married, the details of our marriage, what it's like being adopted. I did meet my bio mom this year. Just like
Sneak
crazy,
peek for
crazy,
the next
crazy.
episode.
Maybe I'll put that in there.
Future guest, maybe.
Ooh,
Where are you?
that's a really cool one, actually. But if this goes nowhere in life, we don't care. We just are free. We're just like whatever happens, happens. We believe the Lord is totally in charge of everything. And also like if my one friend is listening to this, hey, it made her day, right? Like we just blab.
Literally, wherever you are, we love you and appreciate you.
But
you should probably come over for some tea.
yeah, probably. I have so much. But I have so many stories of my homeschool days, my high school days. I left home when I was
17.
17. So those are some crazy stories. And yeah, like young marriage, it's just all up in the air. How I wrote my book, it's just life is it's canvas, make it your own.
Literally, exactly.
So welcome to the bird's nest, y'all. See you later, nesters.
Bye, guys.